Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the comments here. I would like to say a couple things. I think we're a little bit misunderstood when we're talking about the time on the things we need to do. A lot of us have been here for over a month praying. We came here through ceremony. That's how we arrived at this place, was through ceremony. And we understand the importance and the spiritual power of this mountain. We need to understand that in the way of the indigenous people, and I'm talking about the Lakota, Oglala, because that's the way I was raised. In the Oglala way of our people, we come together, and in our way, we don't have a creator. The creator is a white man term, that this God came here and created us. That isn't the way of my people. We believe in Maka Sitomnia. We believe in Dakushkanska, which is everything in motion that is sacred. When we pray to the silent nation. Magaju is this rain. We pray to this rain. We pray to the land and the mountain, the sun and the stars and the sky and the clouds. Now this has been in work for a lot of time, and the reason why we have to put a time limit on some things, if we don't, it don't get done. We could sit here and talk and talk and talk and talk, but that's all we're going to be doing. I encourage you, my relatives, that it's time for action now. I'm a young man, a part of the seventh generation, and I want action. I don't want no more talk. I want us to do something while our chief is here, to do something while he's here, to pass something that we could take to the Pope himself, to resend these papal bulls to say that indigenous people are human beings. That's what this is about. We've been talking ever since our grandfathers made these treaties. Ever since these Christian churches came onto my reservation, they've done nothing for us but kill my people, genocide on every reservation, taking our language, taking our spiritual ceremonies and telling us we must do them another way. That is why we're trying here to resend these papal bulls so we can be recognized as human beings. Now in the Lakota territory which we stand, this is treaty territory. Those of us who are traditional people, those of us who still pray in our own ceremonies, in our own language, we understand that this papal bull don't apply in treaty territory. But the people who are here, who live here, they don't understand that. The people of America, the people of other countries in Canada, they don't understand that we have our traditional laws, our traditional ways of life. So we need to take action. It needs to be done here. We have our chief with us. Our chief is the chief of the seven council fires. And he has the authority to tell us we can do this now, today. And once we get these resolutions passed, this resolution that says indigenous people no longer want the papal bulls. We want you to resend them. And once we pass that here, we take it home to our relatives, to our own tribal treaty councils. And then we ask them to pass another one. And then we take it to Congress from there, to the lawyers in Congress, to these decision makers. So all these things we're doing is building up to what we need to do to resend these papal bulls. So every single one of us is recognized as a human being by the Pope and by the Vatican. For so many years, this doctrine of discovery has been here. So in their minds, in the minds of the Christians, they discovered this land. They have the right to it because they discovered it. We need them to understand that we were already here For generations and generations, we were already here. So I want to encourage all of us to make some decisions and take some action on these resolutions. We need to pass them and then take them home to our tribes. We understand that not all the leaders are here. We understand that. But our chief is here. My chief is here. And he told me that we could go ahead and do these things. We have leaders here, organizations that have that power. Through unity, we could make a change for our lives. We could make a change for our children, my children who sit here today. So when they grow old, they can speak their language. They could understand who they are. They could understand what Lakol Wichoha means. To live our lives that way. So my relatives, I encourage you, we need to do this. We need to make sure we pass these resolutions and send them to the Pope. And I want to share with you at this time something that we did within our own community and within the Oglala Sioux tribe. The resolution of the Oglala Sioux Tribal Council of the Oglala Sioux Tribe. It's a resolution of the Oglala Sioux Tribal Council supporting the Wounded Knee District Resolution. I'm just going to read a few of these so we understand. Whereas the Pope is the governmental head of the Vatican, which is a member of the World Community of Nations and has diplomatic ties with foreign nations and in some cases treaties with Indian nations in Canada. And whereas the doctrine of discovery is the legal basis for extinguishing the Aboriginal title to Indian lands, either by the sword, conquest, or purchase. Whereas the doctrine of discovery is adopted by the United States Supreme Court in Johnson v. McIntosh in 1821, contains the legal basis and rationale for extinguishing Aboriginal title to lands and in the United States. And whereas under the doctrine of discovery, as adopted by the United States and interpreted in the Tihitan Nation Indians, 1958, Aboriginal title lands are outside the protection of the United States, and the United States can confiscate these lands without just compensation. And whereas the doctrine of discovery established a legal paradigm model that has caused great harm and injury to Aboriginal people throughout the centuries, including the Oglala Sioux tribe. Now that just explains to us what this doctrine discovery does to us. They could take our lands. They could take our rights just like that because of what the Pope said. That is what we're trying to change here. That is why we're here. Now, this resolution of the Wounded Knee District calling upon the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church to revoke the Intercateria Bull of the 1493 and related edicts and to recognize that all people of the earth have human rights. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the Wounded Knee District calls upon the Pope as leader of the Roman Catholic Church to revoke the Intercateria Bull of 1493 and related edicts and to recognize that all people on earth have equal rights. And be it further resolved that the Wounded Knee District calls upon all the people of the earth to recognize that all people have equal rights. Now this is something that we took upon ourselves into our community and we had our district pass it. We took it to our tribal council. They passed it and we sent this to the Pope from our district. This is what we need to do, all of us together. So what we're trying to do is have a collective effort of the nations that are here and the people that are here so we could build something like this and send it to the Pope from all of us. We could take it back to our people and say, this is what we want. And have our nation sign it. The leaders of our nations could sign it. I wanted to come up here and explain this so the young brother, our brother who was just talking, he understand why we're here, understand what we're doing. We're not making decisions without our people. We're making decisions to help our people. So when that time comes, our unity will be together. All nations from down south Ecuador to Alaska, all the indigenous people in South America, North America, will stand together and we can get the Pope, because all over the world, this papal bulls apply to all of us, to every nation, whether we realize it or not. It applies to us. That's the reason why we're living the way we are today. It's because of this, this doctrine of discovery. It's why we're living the way we're living. So we need to understand what we're doing here and why we are here. The warriors, we've been here for over a month. We came here through ceremony, through our pipe. We made ceremony here. We get up on the hill and we gave flesh and blood when we first came here. And we secured this area for all of you so you could come here and meet and make decisions for your families, for your Teospa, and for your bands, so you understand how important these papal bulls are, how important it is that we rescind them. So we're recognized simply by the Christians as human beings, because right now none of us are recognized as human beings. Although this is our land and we fought and our chiefs died here, we're still not recognized as human beings. Now that's what this is about, my relatives. We need to come together. We have some lawyers, some people who are helping us to draft up these resolutions. It's not a law yet until we take it to my people, take it home. It's not a law until Tupac takes it home to his people. So the Tohono O'odham nations take it home to their people. My brothers from Canada, my brothers from the Arapaho nations, the Cheyenne nations. We take this home and we show the collective effort of what's going on here and what we want as people. We don't have that much time, my relatives. We don't have that much time. We need to come together collectively and do this. Do it now. So we have, I just want to say to my relatives that we need to take action and let's get these resolutions passed so we could take them home to our tribal councils, to our treaty councils, so we could understand that we no longer want to live under this doctrine of discovery. We want to live under Wolpe, the natural law of our people, the spiritual law of our people. I want to be recognized as a Lakota, as a Ponca man. I don't want to be recognized as something that's less than a human being. And until we rescind these papal bulls, that's how they're going to receive us. That's how they're going to look upon us. Maybe not everyone, but the Pope and the ones who are high in power, that's how they look upon indigenous people all over the world. So my relatives, I hope I cleared up a little bit about why we're here, about why it's so important that we rescind these papal bulls. And now it's time for action. And I'm calling upon my relatives, my chief, my dad, the leaders here, the warriors here, the women, to take action today. No more waiting. Let's take action and do something to rescind these papal bulls. Wopila, my relatives, at this time, if there's any more questions on what we're doing here, if there's any more comments, feel free to share. But I'm saying it's time. Let's take action. Let's take something from this meeting, from this gathering, take it to our nations, and send it to this Catholic Church, to the Vatican, to let them know we are humans, and we were here first. Ho hechetu aloha.